Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody, and a very warm welcome to all of you here at Voice Rising, where we're asking those big questions about how can we fine-tune our body, mind, spirit system, and heal through sound consciousness. And there is no one better to explore with us these bigger questions of meaning than the globe-trotting mantra music superstars, Deva Premal and Mi Ten. Following sales of 1.5 million, yes, million albums, chart-topping musicians, Deva Premal and Mi Ten are modern nomads on a mission to share with humanity the medicine of mantra with original chants that are used for meditation, yoga, stress management, massage, and sleep playlists worldwide. Deva Premal and Mi Ten are not only model spirituality, they not only model spirituality, conscious living, which is so true, but also share powerful tools for wellness, mindfulness, and personal growth. And I am so honored to have them with me today. Welcome, Deva Premal and Mi Ten, and yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, beautiful to hear you, Kara, and to be with you. And yes, I mean, every day is Thanksgiving, but it's one of those days where it's extra conscious.
That's true. That's true. And it's also Thanksgiving in the United States, and we know that many countries and cultures celebrate Thanksgiving on different days, right, all over the world. And you say it so well that every single day is a day to give gratitude, to be grateful, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, easy to forget the small blessings that we take for granted in life.
Yeah, it's true. And I'd like to begin with gratitude. We have a few things in common. I mean, we are both musicians on the path and meditators. And amazingly enough, all of us probably were at the same time in Pune in the mid-80s. And that's why I wanted to start with this quote from Osho on gratitude, where he says, gratitude, what? Is it true we were all somewhere crossing paths, somewhere in time and space? Probably, no?
Yeah.
Definitely true.
Yeah.
We were in that time, for sure.
Yeah, I was. And there's a quote from Osho, and he says, gratitude arises whenever you start feeling God's presence around you. Then your whole energy becomes gratitude. Then your whole being becomes a thanksgiving. It becomes a prayer, because nothing is missing and the world is perfect. Everything is as it should be. And I think I'm not alone. I think that you have hundreds of thousands of followers that experience your music and your concerts with that same kind of joy, anticipation, the same presence, the rare silence that happens deep in our bones when we come into that place of gratitude and giving, simply giving and serving, you know, just allowing the music to move through us. So on this special day, I mean, every day is special, of course, but would you like to share some words on your daily rituals or your practice of living gratitude, living that space of thanksgiving?
I mean, it's so delicate because, you know, it's a very personal thing. And when you put it in words, it sounds like something you want to show up with or show off with, or, you know, like it's, but I mean, I must say I feel it all the time, and I feel it, I often I just find myself shaking my head in kind of disbelief of what's been given to us, and that we are able to live this life and these blessings of friends and being able to walk and being able to be free and it's a red thread that goes through the whole day.
Yeah.
You know, and on a practical level, you know, just to one of our practices is to shake our bodies in the morning, and before we even get as far as the shower, just for 15 minutes if we can. Sometimes we don't continue the practice religiously, but that's our main practice. And for 15 minutes of shaking, and you start to be grateful that you've got two legs that you're standing upon, you know, and that your body can move, and that it's a celebration of life. And it's just a way to begin before we chant the Om mantra, and which we do. And our life is full of music and mantra. You know, it's not something that we kind of planned, really. When we were in Pune, we met in Pune when you were there at the same kind of time, and we were learning each other about gratitude and what it actually means. Because you can say, oh, sure, you can be grateful. You're one of the white Western Europeans who are very fortunate, and you know, what about the rest of us? And of course, we are very sensitive to that as in our privilege, because we are very privileged to be able to be sitting here talking and sharing such deep concepts. That in itself is is a celebration for deep gratitude, that we can do what we actually choose to do, and we're free to do it more or less, you know. And These small moments are what make up our day. You know, we sing, we get on with our day just like everybody else. And we're very lucky in as much that we have very sweet connection with each other after 28 years. And we're very easy to be among, you know, with each other. We're just happy with each other's company, and we inspire each other still after so long. and I mean that, you know, there is a real inspiration when I look into David's eyes, and we move together through this magical realm of music, you know, which itself is a gift. What is music? How do you explain what the passion that music ignites? It's not something you can see. It's just something that it can express what words cannot, you know. And all these things are to be grateful for, you know.
Yeah, music and mystery. I remember one time I was struggling with some small issue, I think, and a very wise person said, but Kara, we don't really know, do we? It's just a mystery, right? It's just we don't know why we arrived here. We're not sure why you were, you know, given the gifts you were given, and there are many other people that also have great gifts. And as you said, they are not as able, due to certain life circumstances, maybe to bring them to the forefront. And if we can just relax into really being grateful for sometimes not even understanding why, but seeing the small blessings in everyday moments. Yeah, and that was, for me, very profound. I mean, I was trying to find an answer, and this person very clearly said, it's a mystery. And
I mean,
that mystery, we don't... I didn't understand, Eva. What did you say?
That's why I love the singing so much, because we don't have to have answers when we sing. We just sing the mystery. We sing the wow and the what. You know, and we just go like, wow.
And everybody's on the same train, you know, the whole train starts moving, and then there's an explosion of ecstasy, because what do we know? You're right. In once we can look at it from that perspective, which is the way Osho was talking earlier, it's that when we don't know, we've only got what we see, you know, and that's the gift. We're here to learn whatever we've been given, you know.
Right, exactly. So you have a new release, and I think it's called Deva, a beautiful album. I've listened to some of the tracks. It's absolutely gorgeous. And you open and close this album with a mantra, which is, I believe, very dear to your heart. Everything I've been reading is and listening to is that the Gayatri mantra, an invocation to illuminate the seven chakras, right? The Gayatri mantra is something that you were given to as a very young child from your parents, and they were singing to you even before you were born. It seems like even in the belly of your mama, you had the Gayatri mantra. And for me, it's amazing to think about. I'm sitting here in Berlin. I actually know Nuremberg very well. And I am fascinated that Germany, a country which is famous for Beethoven, Brahms, Bach, Händel, Liszt, Schumann, Telemann, Pachelbel, all these people, had the Gayatri mantra in this very small village, or in the city of Nuremberg, also famous for its Christmas markets, that arrived into your listening ears and into your heart. And it seems to be the mantra that is actually, you know, maybe even kind of guided you to India and on your path. I mean, it seems to have a very powerful presence in your life. So maybe you'd like to share a bit about why this mantra seems to be guiding the way, like a lighthouse somewhere. It seems to be very present in your life.
Another mystery.
Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful because Mitten has this very profound theory, which I think is totally true. It's that Nuremberg has such a dark history, and is, you know, when you say to people Nuremberg, and you know, everybody just thinks of Hitler. I think most people think of Hitler and that whole past, and my father being very extreme man, very unique and very thorough, very German in that way, but on the other hand, totally not German. He just, in his own way, he somehow prayer-wheeled Nuremberg with the Gayatri mantra by walking around the city walls of Nuremberg every night for 4 hours. And he did that for 10 years. And chanting mantra. I don't actually know if it was the Gayatri, but I know it was mantra. He didn't want to say which one it was. And somehow it felt like he was kind of his way of maybe clearing the past or bringing light, you know, to this place. And so out of that, out of his deep exploration of mantra, he brought us up with mantra, you know, was just part of daily life. And in a way, going to India was kind of, actually, for me, at first it looked like I was actually kind of leaving mantra, because I found Osho when I was 11 years old, and that made me stop chanting the Gayatri mantra every night, you know, like it was just like, now I have a choice, I'm finding my own spirituality. And now I
pre-teenage rebellion.
and then I went to live in Pune as a teenager and explore the world of Osho and his meditations and his way of being, which is so non-traditional that mantra didn't have much of a place in it, especially as Western people, the Indian people in Osho's ashram, they would definitely sing kirtan and mantra, but the Westerners, we just did what we did, you know, where there was no trying to be Indian or kind of, you know, being something that we weren't naturally anyway. But then later on, like when I was in my late 20s, then and it's again strange that it happened at an Osho festival, because Osho people hardly chanted mantra, but at an Osho festival, we heard the Gayatri mantra being chanted by our friends, And that was for me, like a light went on, and it was like, wow, I didn't know somebody else knew these words, this long thing. And then I started singing it.
She didn't have a name for it at that point.
Yeah, I really didn't know. It was like something other people knew. It was the most known mantra or the oldest, all these things I didn't know. And then I brought that mantra into my life, which opened my voice even more. Like, you know, it just really unfolded my voice in front of my eyes. And then we brought the mantras into the Osho world, and then we suddenly realized, oh, there's a yoga world that already chants these mantras, and we are actually already part of it in some way, but we also didn't know. So it's like I see all this as circles and spirals and coming back to the beginning and you know, including things. It's all just very auspicious. And so the same way I didn't know that there was the Gayatri, that I was chanting the Gayatri mantra, I also didn't know that there was a long form of the Gayatri mantra, which then through our explorations of mantra, we realized, oh, there's this long form. And finally, the melody has come, like it came during the recording process of this album, and it just felt like, wow, this is really the melody that we needed to share this mantra with. And it just felt natural. It felt like this is the next step. And it's funny that it's exactly 20 years later since the first essence came out, which had the Gayatri mantra originally.
It is like red threads, huh?
It's a red thread, yeah. I mean, and it's encircled the world. That's what's so incredible. Right. We even played in Siberia a few years ago. We went on a tour of Russia. And wherever we went, we would start the Gayatri, and I swear to God, people would sing it with us.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's incredible that it's such a healing. We've had so many messages over the years, you can imagine, you know, people using it for all kinds of very intense and authentic moments in their lives. So we've really been on the wings of the Gayatri, Deva and I, ever since she rediscovered it. And even for myself on a personal level, I just had an open heart operation a little while ago. And when I was healing from that, there was one particular night when I realized how traumatized my body was, not my mind, because of course you don't know what they're doing, you're just out, but the body was traumatized. And I had a whole night of intense catharsis where Deva was just holding the space for me, and it just poured out of me for it. It felt like it was never ending. And towards dawn, I realized that I needed something to support the place I was in now, because I was kind of empty. And Deva put on the Gayatri mantra, this version that you're about to play. And it was such an obvious, it was just like magic in the room. Suddenly, it felt like pink petals were kind of wafting down all over us. And I just... It was an amazing moment for me when I just breathed and relaxed, and Deva held me and we cuddled, and we fell asleep with the Gayatri singing to us and playing. Mm. And when we woke up in the morning, the sun was pouring through the window, and it felt like a rebirth had happened for me. My body was healed, and healed of the trauma, and we were feeling so blessed by having been given the medicine that actually heals ourselves too, you know. So that's real proof, I think.
So let's hold that beautiful image of healing, of poetry, and take a little station break. And then when we come back, we will listen to your beautiful Gayatri mantra, the long version. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So we are back with Deva Premal and Mitin talking about music and medicine, how to fine tune our body, mind, spirit system and heal through sound consciousness. And Mitin just shared with us a very powerful and very beautiful, very poetic moment after heart surgery where his body needed healing and he felt drawn to the Gayatri Mantra and really felt a release and a powerful, I guess one can only say that again, the mystery. We don't always know why things work, but obviously you sense that it was the right sound, the right frequency, the right moment, and your body soaked it in. So your body absorbed it, correct?
Yeah. That's exactly it. And you know, you never know if it's the right moment. I didn't see it like that. I just needed something, and there was an authentic calling, you know, and it just made sense. It put the Gayatri Mantra on, you know. If you're feeling isolated, put the Gayatri Mantra on. It opens the heart. It just does. It's just a collection of sounds that very powerfully affect us, you know.
And what needs to be said about the Gayatri Mantra is that it's a prayer to the light. The light to illuminate everything, and that's so important for me because it's so universal, and I think we all have an attraction to the light, and we all want to be in the light, and we know the light is a good benevolent force in our lives. So it's really beyond all kind of concepts, beliefs, you know, ideas, you know. It's just a very primal connection and very, very universal. That's basically, and also it's so vast, you know, the light that it illuminates everything. It doesn't, you know, it's not like the mantra that focuses on healing or mantra that focuses on love or joy or, you know, but it's light. It's, everything is lit up, and so that makes it so strong. And that's what speaks to that in all our cells, in every cell of our being.
And there's that image. Also, sometimes it just takes one small match if you're in absolute darkness, right? And you can't see anything in the room. And it only takes one very tiny match or one small candle, and you can start finding your way, right? You can start finding your way through the, you know, through that dark landscape. And it's so ancient. I think, you know, what's so beautiful is that both of you have spoken a lot. And I find this also, I mean, coming from a non-Vedic tradition, I mean, coming also from pop and jazz and blues and coming into mantras, but not growing up with the stories necessarily and the language. And yet both of you talk about the power of sound, how, you know, how just frequency and sound, that vibration. These texts are coming, I think the Gayatri, it first appeared in the Rig Veda. So, we're talking about thousands and thousands of years ago. And it was already being, I believe it was already in the, and also the Bhagavad Gita, no? So these are thousands of years of the same sounds, and yet thousands of years, nothing ever changes in one way, because that light is eternal, because whether it's or I mean, all the sacred vowels, they're permeating, our cells. Our 370 trillion happy dancing cells are just waiting to listen to certain mantras and chants to guide us on the way, or to support us. Yeah. I don't even know if it's guiding us, to be with us, to help us to reharmonize or retune our systems every day so that we can be available to serve, right? So would you like to say a few words? I'd love for everybody to hear this amazing piece of music, or this amazing piece of art. It opens your next album, Deva album, the Seven Chakra Gayatri Mantra. You spoke a little bit before that it is the extended, I mean, you already brought out the Gayatri Mantra, so what's different about this version, talking about the seven chakras? What is different for you, or what is so special on this new release?
I like to call it just different, because, you know, there are schools on which one is the more special or the more appropriate or powerful, but I like to keep that also a mystery, and for everyone to explore for themselves which one they want to use when, or which one they feel drawn to. But basically the difference is that in the seven chakra Gayatri Mantra, all the seven chakras are sung to, chanted to, or kind of energized by sound separately. And so it's slightly longer, and it starts like the other one, Om Bhu, Om Bhuvaha, Om Svaha. That's the first three chakras, and then it goes Om Maha for the fourth chakra, Om Janaha for the fifth chakra, Om Tapaha for the third eye chakra, and then Om Satyam, truth, for the seventh chakra. And then it continues just like the other version, the more known version, Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiru Yona Prachodayat, which means we meditate upon this adorable source of all things. So it's that source that brings forth all those seven levels of consciousness that are reflected in the seven chakras. And this divine light of pure consciousness is what gives us energy and what awakens us and what inspires us. So I don't think it could be any more universal, this mantra. You know, it is basically a tuning into the divine, and the divine, when we call the divine light, then I feel like we are really beyond all belief systems and religions and concepts that make the divine small in some way, or that make the divine kind of make a borderline around, you know, border around the divine that somebody could not feel so in tune with. It's all encompassing.
Beautiful. So let's listen to that track now. Let's listen to the Seven Chakra Gayatri Mantra off of the new Deva album, which has just been released. Welcome back to Voice Rising. We're here with my special guest, Deva Premal, and Meetan, talking about voice, vibration, creating a sound and conscious world. And we left off, basically, that was the Gayatri Mantra. So that was the new Seven Chakra Gayatri Mantra from Deva Premal and Meetan's newest album called Deva. And so we do talk about sound mind and sound body. We also say making sound decisions. So somehow on a subconscious level, it seems like the world does know that sound is very important to feeling whole and feeling that sense of integrity. Because we also say, I don't know, yeah, making sound decisions or sound choice. So we know.
Yeah.
So what is your, I guess, I mean, you live that space every day, which is such a blessing, right? To be able to dive into sound in that profound way, and to really, I don't know, when I'm sitting here listening, I know your music for, I think, 20 years, if not longer. I don't know how long you've been doing music, but I think I know so much of your music. I also know a lot of the music that was not mantras, right? That was coming from Miten, beautiful songs that accompanied me for many years and still do. And what is one of your practices that you see? How can we integrate more sound practice so that we all can, I always say, make sound a part of our sonic diet plan, right? We seem to be very attentive to which foods we put in our body, and many of us are not attentive to which sounds we choose throughout the day. And I think it's so beautiful. Yeah, your music is, I always feel like if I was going to do my green smoothie in the morning, I'd have to put on one David Premal and Miten album at the same time and let it go into my ears and into my body, right? And I think we as a humanity are often not aware how sound can profoundly lift us up and heal us, and at the same time how sound, including the words we speak to each other, can also hurt or destroy or wound. And do you have any ideas or any practices that could help us as a community to become more aware of how we use sound? Yes.
Very simple. That's a very simple answer. It's sing. It's that simple. We've forgotten to sing. We've forgotten how to sing. We've forgotten. We're just bombarded with the media, so we don't open our voices anymore. And we certainly don't do it communally unless you come to a mantra concert or, you know, where do people sing? Men, probably the only time they sing is at a football match if they chant that thing, you know, where they all chant together. It's a kind of tribal thing. But you know, there's so many opportunities to sing. And I learned very early on through drug taking, actually, that if I was ever scared, if I sang, the fear would go. Whatever was going on in my head, and I think that's such a basic, a basic remedy for everything. Find a voice, find your voice, find your singing voice. Give space to your singing voice, because there you can express so much more than you can in other ways. You know.
And then there are small ways to incorporate mantra and singing into the daily life, slow, like. You know, Miten and I, we sing Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti before eating, you know, just, it's amazing. Each time I'm amazed again how much it shifts the energy to a peaceful vibe, and you start fresh, and then you know, you are ready to eat and in a totally different space than when you sat down. And also it brings everybody together who sits down together. Just something so small, or just you know, like what you said with your green smoothie, like if you just chanted Om Shri Dhanvantri Namaha while you are doing your smoothie or cooking, that's the mantra to invoke the celestial healer, or, you know, to have the food be blessed and lead to healing and nourishment of those who will eat it. You know, all these little things that can just be part of the daily rituals. They all use mantra and voice.
Yeah, and I'm you know, what I sense also as a songwriter is that the mantras are powerful because they're ancient texts. But I resonate with something that Miten said, is that a lot of times the music industry has put a lot of people on stage and the audience is watching silently, but they're not singing. And so, you know, maybe one of the tricks is also is that another station break? I was going to say maybe it is. Okay, we're going to have a station break. I'm going to hold my thought and we'll be back.
Okay.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to OM Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
So here we are back with Deva Premal and Miten, and we were talking about something so beautiful, which was how we can include mantra or the voice. What do we need to, you know, how can we include it in our day-to-day practice? And what I was trying to say, because time is just flying, I just love listening to you guys and being in this conversation, was that the chants or the mantras are the sound is powerful, but for many people, they're not. It's not always as accessible, maybe, to learn them. It takes time to absorb the Gayatri mantra and to really practice it. And what I think, where I resonated with Miten was also this thing just to trust our own voice and to start singing and to start being able to say, you know, thank you and I love you and it's great to be here, and then to lift it up maybe to the next step and add some little melody and say, thank you, or I'm so happy to be here, and try to make our own little ditties, right? So there was a time when we were young and remember that very free space of just creating ditties, as we call them, creating little melodies and co-creating with others. And I think that that's something that I see is missing often. I grew up, my mother was whistling in the kitchen. We were humming. There was a lot of whistling and humming and simply singing between the kids. And we didn't have all the you know, television and everything. When I was small, there was a black and white TV and there were three channels. So that's how dated this all gets. And there was a lot of time just sitting with some instrument and playing. And it seems like for many people, that is not as it's not part of their daily life. And so just this courage, I guess that's, you know, that's what I was thinking about when we went into that station break, the courage to speak from the heart and even lift it up and attempt some very small melodies and make our own chants.
Courageously. Yeah, it's baby steps. You know, you don't have to be Pavarotti to chant a mantra. There's only usually two or three notes. So right. It's a good place to start, you know. Right. And once you are saying all those things that you were saying, that's what the mantras say. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, they're basically all saying in some way or another, it comes back to gratitude. You know, you're,
right.
when you chant the mantra, you're giving thanks or you're thanking. Both things are going on. And it's so simple to do that with the mantras, because in Sanskrit you're chanting sounds, not descriptions. So right. It's not that you're saying love, you're actually playing with the resonance of love with your voice. Mm-hmm. So it's a real encouragement to your listeners, you know, to adopt a mantra, start chanting, you know, and once you start, you won't be able to stop. And like you say, Kara, then you move into making and experimenting with your own mantras. What other notes can I use in my voice? Oh, yeah, you know, and so that's how it goes on. That's such an easy practice and such a really the basic, because, you know, if you take it to the point of reading the scriptures for lifetimes and lifetimes, and then when you get to the end of the scriptures, you become enlightened, and then what do? You sing and you dance. So it's good to start right now.
So you have another track from your new album, Deva, which I saw that you invited one of my favorite artists, Anushka Shankar, and it's Prabhuji, a prayer for Prabhuji, my sweet Lord. Would you like to say some? My tongue has gotten tied. See how exciting it is to think about singing and creating. And is there anything special you'd like to say about this amazing? It's like a co-collaboration, right? A lovely guest you had in studio, Anushka Shankar, with you for the Prabhuji.
It's another circle. It's because the song, it's really a song, it's in Hindi, and that's it's written by Ravi Shankar, and he wrote it and then recorded it for the Chants of India album that came out about 20 years ago.
Mm. And George Harrison produced it.
Yeah, George Harrison produced it, and actually assistant producer was Anushka Shankar, and it's so beautiful that now she's playing on that track 20 years later that she produced together with her father. And it's a big honor for us that she would lend her sounds to that.
Okay, and let's listen to it.
What it means, it's Prabhuji is like my beloved divine being, whatever that looks like. It can be a guru, it can be a divine, manifestation of some kind. And it says, like, I just basically know nothing. I don't know anything about rituals or the right rituals or the right, you know, kind of tantra techniques or mantras. You know, it actually says, I don't know tantra or mantra or rituals. All I really long for is to feel you in my heart and show this compassion for me that I can feel you in my heart.
Beautiful. So let's listen. Let's bathe in the sound of Prabhuji. Prabhuji. What a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. Prabhuji off of the new Deva album. We're here in studio with Deva Premal and Meetan, coming, unfortunately, to the close of this beautiful interview, fortunately, because then we also have time and space to dive into mantra practice and taking long walks in the woods and eating good food and doing other things that we're blessed to be doing. And you both are, I read somewhere, and I just sense it from speaking with you, that one of the secrets to having such a long, beautiful partnership and loving, caring friendship and everything that involves, working together, being together, living together, is the practice of singing together, of meditating and singing together. And on this day of Thanksgiving, at least in the United States, but all over the world, we have days where we join with our families. And for some people, that's a very beautiful day. They really look forward to it. And for other people, they feel that that's a day of a lot of stress, and unfortunately. And I just had this image of maybe we could, you know, maybe, what do you think? Do families that sing together and chant together, and of course, husbands and wives and partners, can we maybe say that they have an easier time creating that harmony and staying together or bonding?
Oh, definitely.
Way?
I mean, when we sing together, we are in tune with each other. We tune ourselves to each other. And so it's really just about remembering to do it. And just to have that out breath in the day, and also in the preparation, and then as we start eating or whatever we our gatherings, it'll just change the whole feeling and bring sacredness to it. That's so readily available. We just have to tap into it, and an om together or three oms together will do the magic. I totally promise you'll get your money back if it doesn't work.
I believe you. And it's with us 24/7, right? Our voice, which is above our heart, it's there 24/7. And it's always connecting us with ourselves and with each other, building community, and we're in communion. And that's something I think we often take for granted, this really beautiful voice that we have, this instrument that is receiving and giving so much. And I thank you so much for being with me here today. I want to share with my guests, or maybe you'd like to share with our listening audience, your homepage. I know you do a lot of things. You also even do, which is very tempting, holiday retreats where people can come and relax and sing and chant. And so besides all the amazing albums, and I think you also have a book out there, would you like to share, where people can come and explore and deepen their practice with you?
Yes, we do holiday groups basically mainly in Costa Rica every year in March, and in Greece in Corfu every July and August. And it's a week-long program that we call the Gayatri Festival, which is really an immersion into mantra and community and holiday. And next year special is also for the first time a weekend mini Gayatri Festival in Mill Valley in the 17th to 19th of May in California, which is very, very special to us too. So our website is Actually, it's dpm.life. It's easy to remember. DPM, like Deva Pramal Mithen, dpm.life. And it's all written there. And we'd love to invite and welcome people to sing with us.
Beautiful. I also have the devapremalmithen.com website and DPM.
That's the same.
Live.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, beautiful souls. I really, namaste, and I loved having you with me here today.
Thank you, Kara.
Nice to speak to you, Kara. See you in Corfu.
Yes, would love to.